News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The key figure in revealing the cervical check crisis, Vicky Phelan, has said that she senses Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is not treating the issue with sufficient importance. And Vicky Phelan joins us on the programme today. Vicky, just what are your main criticisms, really, of the theme?
Well, my main criticisms of the Taoiseach, I suppose, came about after the weekend, after speaking to a woman with, very advanced stage 4 cervical cancer, a very young woman with two very young children, who's taking a court case which will be starting shortly within the next couple of weeks. She actually wanted to get in touch with me because she's so nervous about taking the stand because she's so ill, but also because she wanted to remain anonymous and she didn't want people to know about her situation. And in addition to having to go to court and do exactly what the Taoiseach had promised no other woman would have to do, she has discovered that her smear was very negligently misread, and but at the same time, she can't actually access the support packages available to those of us in the 221 Plus group because she wasn't included in the original audit and fell within the cases that still had to be audited. And what the government had decided at that point was that, you know, women will be added to the group. I mean, we always knew that, 221 Plus group is called Plus because we know that there will be additional women added. So, women in that situation, like this lady, will have to wait until ORCOG, the independent review, completes. And as we know, that hasn't even started yet. So that's what really got me going at the weekend. Here's a woman waiting on this tribunal to be set up and waiting for ORCOG to report before she can access any support or have the option of accessing a tribunal.
And so I suppose really, this comes despite the fact that there was obviously a need for redress that was highlighted even from the likes of the Scally report.
Well, highlighted both from the Scally report, and then furthermore, Justice Charles Meenan was tasked with writing a report to come up with an alternative dispute mechanism, which he has done, Andrea, and reported back at the end of October, but that didn't go before Cabinet until just before Christmas. And here we are now in January 2019, and we'd already been told that it will be late 2019 before a tribunal will be set up, and that's far too late for a lot of these women.
Can we just listen to a short piece, a clip from Leo Varadkar yesterday, just reacting to your comments, Vicky?
One of the things that I respect and admire most about Vicky Phelan is that she has said that she would like something good to come of the tragedy that's affected her, and I share that objective. And that means reforming our health service so it becomes more open and more honest, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay, so Leo Varadkar has said that he is willing to work on this particular issue, obviously, and you have his support on that. Can I ask you very specifically about these calls to set up the cancer, the compensation, and you saying that the government needs to basically act immediately to ensure that the compensation tribunal is set up? The Taoiseach last night, Leo Varadkar, said that the government made a decision to establish a tribunal as an alternative to court for women affected by the cervical check audit, and he's now asked the Health Minister and the Attorney General to ensure that legislation is drafted, published and enacted in the first half of this year. What's your response to that timeline now and those comments from the Taoiseach last night?
That sounds a lot better than what we were promised originally. And unfortunately, Andrea, it takes, shouting about this and complaining about this to the media for things to actually be taken a bit more seriously. You know, Simon Harris had mentioned before Christmas that it would be late 2019 before that was established. And now, you know, Taoiseach has come now under pressure to say that that would be in the first half of the year, which sounds far more appealing to some of the women here, because the reality is that there are at least 50 cases coming down the line this year, and it is in the government's best interest as well as the women's, to be honest, that this tribunal be established, because otherwise what's going to happen is there are going to be women parading up to the High Court. A lot of women have decided that they would go public because they're so angry at the delays with all of this and wanted the option of a tribunal. So, I think, the sooner the better that this tribunal be set up and established. The problem that I've been told lies in the passing of the legislation, that is going to take the longest time. And the Attorney General's office is already under pressure with, a number of bills that have to be written and passed. So if that's the case, well, then resources need to be added to that to make sure that this happens.
Just on the issue of the number of review tests that were undertaken by women as part of the government announcement last year, there's some speculation that there's nearly up to a 20-week delay in some cases in getting those results back.
Yes, I'd heard that from a number of areas. There's a support group online, actually, who did a bit of a survey to see how long people were waiting. Some women are waiting up to 5 months. Then there are women with symptoms, which actually worries me even more, to be honest. You know, women waiting for results who have no symptoms don't really have a huge amount to worry about. I know it's worrying, but if they don't have symptoms, you know, there's nothing really to worry about. It's the ones that are saying that they're presenting with symptoms and can't access colposcopy until they have the results back that makes me worried, because otherwise, you know, what's going to happen is if these women have symptoms and can't get access to colposcopy, you know, they won't be picked up soon enough. You know, the earlier you get this disease, the better, Andrea. So, you know, resources need to be, again, pumped into this. Simon Harris really needs to pump some resources into this, you know, get additional smear takers or, you know, pay for additional cytopathologists to look at these smears in order to clear the backlog, in order to alleviate women's fears, and particularly in the case where women are experiencing symptoms.
Okay, and we'll leave it there for this morning. My thanks to Vicky Phelan for joining us on the programme today.